والله يدعو إلى دار السلام ويهدي من يشاء إلى صراط مستقيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we send peace and blessings upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam forever. And we begin with the greeting words of Jannah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the month of Ramadan. We pray that Allah would help us to understand the virtues of this month, to understand the blessings that we have. And as time is moving, as we're going toward the center of the month, we need to try to really benefit from this period of time that is so sacred and so important to a healthy Muslim life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Baqarah verse 185, in the oft-repeated verses, has revealed to us, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. The month of Ramadan is the time in which the Quran was revealed as guidance to humanity and clear evidence from the guidance and from the Furqan, that which separates truth from falsehood. So in this month, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a time where we separate truth from falsehood. He has given us a physical state, a mental state, where if we follow it correctly, if we realize where we are in this world, we would be able to see truth from falsehood. We would be able to change our lives. And so the struggle against evil, fasting itself, the whole issue is movement. Fasting is movement. Ramadan is movement. The sun is moving. The moon is moving. Time is constantly moving. And so Muslims also in the month of Ramadan are supposed to be moving. We are not living in monasteries. In the Muslim world today, many things have changed. We find that in the time of the Prophet ﷺ, fasting was a time of increased activity. But in many parts of the Muslim world, during the day, it's the opposite. In some countries, when the people begin their day, they start with Salatul Fajr. They make Salatul Fajr if Allah has mercy on them. And then they go to sleep. And they sleep all the way till Salatul Dhuhr. Then they get up for Salatul Dhuhr, if Allah has mercy on them. And they go back and they sleep all the way till Salatul Asr. Then they get up after Asr, if Allah has mercy on them, and they pray the Salatul Asr. And then they get up, and now they start their day. So after Salatul Asr, they make their drinks, they make their samosas, or whatever they want to eat for their iftar. So most of their day is between Asr and Maghrib. This is not the way of the Prophet ﷺ. What happens in many Muslim countries is that during this time, that the day is sleeping, like what we would call in northern countries hibernation, when an animal literally hibernates or goes under the ground during the cold season and then comes out in the warm season. So in this case, many Muslims hibernate in their bedrooms and sleep throughout the whole day. Then they come out at night, and after Maghrib, they stay up all the way until Fajr. After Fajr, they go back to sleep. This is not how it was in the time of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. In his time, they stayed up in their prayers at night, but during the day, they were involved in activities. It is a time when we should be able to still accomplish things in our schoolwork. We should still be able to perform our jobs. As a matter of fact, we should do more than we normally do in the regular parts of the year. If you look at the life of the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, you will see times of action. The Prophet, peace be upon him, fasted nine successive months. So in 9 years, he was fasting during the Medina period. In this time, we find constant movement. Not only was this time considered to be the time of the revealing of the Qur'an, but also it was considered to be a time of al-amru bil-ma'ruf wa-nahi al-munkar. where the Muslims called to the good and they forbade evil things. In the second year after the Hijrah, the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, was made aware of the fact that Abu Sufyan had taken the goods of the Muslims and he was on his way to Syria to sell them. And so in order to gain back the wealth that was stolen, he put together a group of believers and they finally met when Abu Sufyan escaped and was able to dodge the Muslims. They finally met on the way back at a place called Badr. And it was at that time, in the Battle of Badr, when the confrontation happened between truth and falsehood, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala separated righteousness from evil. This day was called Yawm al-Furqan. It was the 17th in the month of Ramadan. So, in a time of fasting, in a time where people are thirsty and hungry and they feel their bodies are weaker than normal, the Muslims confronted evil in the greatest confrontation in the history of Islam. Following this, in the second year after the Hijrah, Zakat al-Fitr was prescribed. And so the people were then supposed to now think about giving Zakat at the end of the month in order to purify their wealth. So this happens now in the month of Ramadan. In the fifth year after the Hijrah, word came to the Prophet ﷺ that the mushrikeen of Mecca had gathered together a large army in order to attack Medina. And when these Ahzab were moving toward Medina, the Prophet ﷺ gathered his followers together and he took shura. He consulted them. What should we do with a large army coming to Medina? Salman al-Farisi radiallahu an informed him that we in Persia, when we are faced with a large army, we build a trench, a khandak, around our city, around our village, and this moat or this trench is a form of defense, and a large army becomes a small army. The Prophet ﷺ took this advice, showing the importance of shura, even for the highest level of individuals within our ummah. He took this advice and they began to build a trench. Medina was separated on the eastern side, on the right side and the left side, with harra, with lava, volcanic lava. So they could not come through the eastern or the western side. The southern side was protected by the forts of the Yahud, and an agreement was made that they would protect the city. But the northern side was open. So a trench was built in the month of Ramadan. The Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, was the best example for his followers. And so even though the weather was very cold, he was the one who showed the way. And when they found a big stone inside of the trench and they couldn't break it, they called Rasulullah ﷺ and he hit the stone and a light came out of it and he said, "I see the opening up of Persia." He hit it again, "I see the opening up of Rome." And it was strange for his followers that here in the month of Ramadan in this cold, with their lives at stake, he was still optimistic. He was still positive. That is another great lesson that happened in the month of Ramadan. We find following this, in the eighth year after the Hijrah, the Prophet ﷺ, with a large contingent of the Muslims, headed toward Mecca, and they confronted disbelief in one of the greatest challenges in the history of Islam. They surrounded the city, and alhamdulillah, they were able to take the city of Mecca, Fethu Mecca, the opening of Mecca, which happened on the 21st day in the month of Ramadan. There was only 10 nights left in the blessed month. And the Prophet ﷺ came into the city not arrogant. He came as a simple, humble individual, the leader, a messenger of Allah. He lowered his head and came in upon his riding animal. Alhamdulillah, Mecca was opened up in the month of Ramadan. So we see that this was a month of action. This was a month to confront evil and not to hide in the home, not to live in a monastery, but to come out of ourselves. This is what Muslims should be doing in this blessed month. In the ninth year after the Hijrah, word came to the Muslims that the Roman Empire was gathering together a huge army of possibly 100,000 men to face the Prophet ﷺ and to totally destroy Islam forever. In the month of Ramadan, the Prophet, peace and blessings be upon him, put together the Muslims and the events surrounding Tabuk, or what is known as the Battle of Tabuk, took place in the month of Ramadan. It was a severely hot time, and they traveled through the desert. Great fitan, temptations and trials were on the believers. But even though it was a fasting month, even though they may have felt hungry and may have felt thirsty, they still were able to confront the greatest evil they had ever met within their existence. All of this was happening in the month of Ramadan. They returned from Tabuk before the end of Ramadan. When they returned, they found that a delegation came from Himyar. And the Himyarite kings of Yemen visited Medina and came to the Prophet ﷺ. He treated them with respect, and he had written a document for them. This is a very important document for people accepting Islam and giving them guidance. This happened in the month of Ramadan. Also in this blessed month, in the same year, the people of At-Ta'if, the people who had stoned the Prophet ﷺ when he was in Mecca, and when he went to At-Ta'if, high in the mountains, seeking assistance, the people of Ta'if sent out their urchins and they stoned the Messenger of Allah, peace be upon him. But it was because of his mercy, even though the angel of the mountains came to him and informed him that they would destroy this whole village, this whole area, the Prophet ﷺ said in words, "Leave them, because maybe they will come from their next generations or from them people who would say, La ilaha illallah." And because of this patience, because of this perseverance, the people entered into Islam in the month of Ramadan in Medina. In the 10th year after the Hijrah, the Prophet ﷺ sent Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anh to Yemen. He sent him there with the message of Islam. During the month of Ramadan, when Ali reached Yemen, he went directly to Hamdan. And the tribe of Hamdan, which is one of the important tribes within Yemen, all embraced Islam in one day in the month of Ramadan. So Ramadan was a time of da'wah, the spreading of Islam. Ramadan was a time to confront evil. Ramadan was a time of action, to go out into the desert. Ramadan was a time, even in cold weather, to build trenches. It was a time when Muslims confronted their fears, came out of themselves, and took a stand for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we today, in the spirit of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the spirit of his companions, we should also not hide ourselves in our home sleeping during Ramadan, but we should come out into the world and give the blessings of this month to all of the people. I leave you with this thought, and I ask Allah to have mercy on me and you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.